The following is a special presentation of In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Get ready to match the stars. From Federal News Radio, Mike Causey, Jason Miller. From FederalNewsRadio.com, Julia Ziegler. From the Federal Drive, Tom Temin. As we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 1500. And now, here's the star of Match Game 1500, Francis Rose.
Welcome to Match Game 1500. This is a kind of a revival of the old Match Game television show from the 70s. What we're going to do is we are going to play for charity today. We have two contestants who we'll meet in a moment. They're playing for cash for their favorite charities, and we're going to have a good time at the same time. Let's meet first Jenny Mattingly of Shaw Brainsford Run. Tell us about you, what you do.
All right. I'm the Director of Government Affairs for Shaw Brainsford and Roth. So I do lobbying, the evil word lobbying. I'm one of those people, I know, for federal employees. So, woo, which we like.
And tell us about the charity that you're playing
charity
for.
Charity is the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund, FEA. So they provide no-interest loans and disaster relief and scholarships for federal employees and their families.
Excellent. Well, welcome. Thank you for being here. And our next contestant is Rob Burton. Rob, for the two people that are listening that don't know anything about you, tell us about you.
I'm currently a partner at the Venable Law Firm in Washington in the Government Contracts Group. And prior to that, I served as the Deputy Administrator and the Acting Administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy at OMB.
So you are a longtime Fed, and it's great to have you. Thank you very much for coming today. Tell us about your charity.
I am playing for St. Anthony Academy. It's a small private Catholic school in Fairfax, Virginia. It's K through 8, and it's offering a classical education, and it was founded in 2003, and they're just doing a great job with their kids. And my son Danny is currently attending that school.
Well, congratulations to them, and thank you for playing. Now, the way this will work is each of you receives $100 for your charity right off the bat. The winner will play for a super match at the end of the game, and the winner of the super match, if you're successful, will pick up an extra $150 for your charity. So congratulations. Thank you for being here. We'll be back to start the match game in just a moment.
You're dedicated to your agency's mission. And at Federal News Radio, we're dedicated to making that mission easier. We give you access to the people, policy, and programs that affect you every day from the voices that matter most. Hear for yourself. Florida Congressman Jeff Miller.
Secretary Shinseki has made it clear that this type of wasteful expenditure will not stand. I would expect that we will have hearings on the Hill, possibly in the lame duck session. And without question, this is a complete failure of leadership.
OFPP Administrator Joe Jordan.
In terms of suspension and debarment, this is a really important tool that agencies have to fight fraud, waste, and abuse. It's not a retributive punishment, but it's a way to immediately protect taxpayer dollars.
In your car, online, on the go on your mobile device, Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
Mythics Consulting is hiring. Mythics Consulting is an award-winning Oracle Platinum specialized consulting partner working to enable the Oracle-powered enterprise. And Mythics Consulting is looking for IT professionals that get the job done. Available positions include leading Oracle solution areas like applications, enterprise content management, and big data. Mythics Consulting is the go-to Oracle systems integrator with open positions and ready to hire high-skilled IT professionals. Check it out at mythics.com/careers. That's mythics.com/careers.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
And now the Federal Living Report, brought to you by WEPA. The House has voted to freeze pay for federal workers yet again. The bill extends the current two-year freeze through the end of 2013. Republicans who support the bill say it would save the government $11 billion. The plan has little chance of passing in the Senate, and the White House has criticized it as well. President Barack Obama supports a 0.5% pay increase for feds in 2013 and is expected to back a 1% pay raise in next year's budget.
When did you last review your life insurance coverage? WAPA, a nonprofit association, enables federal employees to purchase better life insurance at far better prices. As a superior alternative or supplement to FEGLI, WAPA provides more coverage, more benefits, and greater flexibility, yet costs much less. Visit WAEPA.org to learn more about WAPA and its premium refund program that has returned over $65 million to its policyholders since 1996. Once again, that's WAEPA.
For those of you who like to check your connection speed, you can go to broadbandreports.com. You can get their speed tests. You can test your upload and download speed. I like to do that periodically. Sometimes my Fios download speed gets up to 16 megabits per second, but this morning I had 10 down and 3 up. And you've got 60 megabits per second. I'd love to have that kind of bandwidth, but 60 could be overkill. But I'd say anything more than 30 is probably not worth the money.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
Raindrops hurtle to earth from great distances, and some Virginia Tech students think the energy built up along the way could be tapped. Trees get a prolonged pelting by raindrops in a storm, so Sean Gart and some fellow Virginia Tech engineering grad students are creating artificial leaves on cantilevers.
The more bending you get, the more energy is generated.
Because they're made of material that creates electric current when moved.
And it will vibrate for a certain amount of time, and during this vibration is when you get electricity generation.
The leaves could be arrayed on a Christmas tree-shaped structure.
So as the droplets impact, they kind of cascade down the tree and optimize your energy harvest.
Amounts of energy produced are currently low, but could power small devices in remote locations where batteries are hard to charge. To find out more, please go to www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
Tom Temin here with a preview of Monday's Federal Drive, the latest on the budget after sequestration weekend and how Congress might deal with the continuing resolution set to expire. A roundup of what happened and what it means to your agency. Plus, federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel with more of how tight budgets can help focus the mind when it comes to the IT infrastructure. Those stories and much more Monday morning starting at 6 on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. And for all the latest federal news, be sure to visit federalnewsradio.com.
All right, welcome back to Match Game 1500, and we are ready to get rolling here. We have a ladies first policy on the show, Jenny, so you go first, A or B?
Let's go with B.
All right, B it is. Crusty old Senator Hassenpfeffer said, people criticize us because we haven't passed a budget for 4 years. That's nothing. I haven't passed a blank in 14 years. People criticize us because we haven't passed a budget for 4 years. That's nothing. I haven't passed a blank in 14 years. That's quite a blank.
It is. There's so many places I could go with that.
There are. And you may go to any of those that you choose, provided they don't lose our license.
Right. I don't have to beep out.
That's right. That's right. Everybody in?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Crusty old Senator Hassenpfeffer said, people criticize us because we haven't passed a budget for 4 years. That's nothing. I haven't passed a blank in 14 years.
All right. I'm going with law.
Oh.
Come on, somebody.
Law?
Oh.
Law.
Or a bill. Bill, law,
not,
same
not
thing.
A bodily function of some sort?
Well, you know, I had that thought,
all
too.
All right. I don't blame you. Mike.
But. Stone.
See, that's where I figured we would go. Stone.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kidney stone.
Kidney stone. And upside down on top of that. Kidney stone. Ziegler?
I had kidney stone as well.
Jenny, you needed a kidney stone.
Got into the ditch on that.
Now you know where we're headed here. Tenen?
Yeah, figuring he only drinks bourbon, I said gallstone.
So, Jenny not off to a flying start. Hurting would probably be the way that we would describe that. Rob, that means that you get A.
Okay.
And the question for A is, the cabinet secretary said, "You think you had a bad day. Today, Daryl Issa subpoenaed my blank." The secretary said, "You think you had a bad day. Today, Daryl Issa subpoenaed my blank." You write very fast, Jason.
It's all shorthand.
Yeah. All right. All in. Rob, the secretary said, "You think you had a bad day? Today, Daryl Issa subpoenaed my blank."
Bank account.
Oh. Bank account. What do we think of bank account as an answer? Shaky? All right, Mike.
It's so obvious. Pet Cody Mundy.
No? I was going to say dog.
Okay. Is that a monkey of some sort?
It's kind of like a weasel that climbs. Yeah. You did say Daryl Issa, right?
I went with expense report.
Expense report. That's a good one.
I went with wife.
Wife. My wife. Mm-hmm.
I said mistress's email. That's where you're going to get information.
All right, so we're going to go back to Jenny. Would you like A or B?
I'll go with A this time because B didn't do so well last time.
I think that's a wise choice.
All right.
It is. Carl the contractor said, "Protests are getting out of hand. At this year's holiday party, the CEO tried to protest the blank." Mm. Carl the contractor said, "Protests are getting out of hand. At this year's holiday party, the CEO tried to protest the blank." There weren't as many holiday parties this year. A lot of them got canceled.
I think he was, well, I'll wait till they finish writing.
Yeah, so think about that. Hard. Am I? All right. Long weekend?
Yeah.
Hungover?
Not anymore.
All right. You preparing for the weekend already? Carl the contractor said, "Protests are getting out of hand. At this year's holiday party, the CEO tried to protest the blank." No pressure. Everyone else is done, but there's no pressure. All right. Jenny? Carl the contractor said, "Protests are getting out of hand. At this year's holiday party, the CEO tried to protest the..."
I think he protested the whole party.
Oh. All right, Mike. Did you write weasel?
Pet Cody Mundy. They gave him one.
It's the old standby.
Yeah.
Excellent. Jason.
The winner of the dancing contest.
Dancing contest.
At the holiday party.
Do they have dancing contests at a lot of holiday parties?
Well, not the ones you're invited to.
Apparently not. Ziegler.
The chocolate fountain.
The chocolate.
I don't know how you...
Which holiday parties am I going to?
And it took me 3 times of reading the question to come up with that. Just
which is sad. Which is tremendously sad. I haven't seen any of these things at holiday. Please save me, Tom.
I said the brand of champagne I awarded.
All right.
Sole source.
Is it too late to get new panelists? You guys are doing fine. It's these clowns I'm worried about.
Santa Claus could have been the winner of his dance-off.
Well, really a stretch. Now you're starting to go into that mode, which is really not good for anybody.
Give me an easy one here, Francis.
All right, well, you get B.
Okay.
You get B. And B is, Frank the Forest Ranger said, "Some people are worried about sequestration. I'm downright scared. I'm the one that has to tell the blanks they're getting furloughed." Frank the Forest Ranger said, "Some people are worried about sequestration. I'm downright scared. I'm the one that has to tell the blanks they're getting furloughed." People are worried about furloughs.
That's right.
Tremendously worried. Frank, though, is not just worried. He's scared. So keep that in mind as you're formulating your answer. He's scared, not just worried.
All right, I'm ready for it.
You ready? All right. Frank the Forest Ranger said, "Some people are worried about sequestration. I'm downright scared. I'm the one that has to tell the blanks they're getting furloughed.
The firefighters.
Firefighters. That's a very good answer.
Thank you.
Four questions in, and we get a good answer. Mike.
Frank Force Ranger said
Cody Mundys are the most
can we put a moratorium on that answer?
I would say other forest rangers.
Other forest rangers. That's a good answer, but not close enough. Jason.
I said Yogi the Bear and Boo Boo.
That's a good answer.
I said Smokey Bear.
Smokey Bear, another good one.
I said bears.
Bears. Bears. And
but Smokey Bear was a firefighter, kind of, right? I mean, he was a mascot, but I think this kind of counts.
He was a victim of a lack of firefighters.
I've never seen Smokey the Bear actually fighting a fire.
I've never seen a picture of that. Okay.
I've never seen a picture of that. So, we are off to a flying start after two rounds with a tie score of 0-0. I'm not sure who's failing here, but we're having a massive fail. On Match Game 1500, we'll continue our game in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Gran, founder and president of MilitaryByOwner.com, a leading provider of advertising services and support to military families trying to sell or rent their homes. When looking for a web development company to design our site, we needed a battle-tested winner. Thankfully, we chose AmericanEagle.com. After reviewing many website developers that potentially could build a site for us, what tilted the scales in favor of AmericanEagle.com was their depth of experience and knowledge, 17 years of successful online development. AmericanEagle.com has helped the Military By Owner website to become a leader in the military real estate market. Working with AmericanEagle.com, we've experienced exceptional service and, most importantly, great returns on our investment. For these reasons, we're a proud partner with AmericanEagle.com for all our online needs. I strongly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 703-WEBSITE to learn how they can develop a website solution for you. That's AmericanEagle.com, 703-WEBSITE.
The Washington Wizards are back.
Spins, fades, banks, scores, and one. Okafor.
Up court to Crawford. No look pass. Ariza. Stop. To it.
Crawford drives baseline. Whips it in the corner. Sheldon Mack for three.
Single game tickets are on sale now. Call 202-661-5050. That's 202-661-5050. Or buy your tickets online at WashingtonWizards.com/tickets.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview. Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C. Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Checking melanoma apps. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. The skin cancer melanoma is commonly treatable if caught early and commonly deadly if not, so early diagnosis is crucial. Some apps claim to spot melanoma from a smartphone camera picture, so researchers at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center tested four apps using pictures of melanomas. Three, which diagnosed based on automated computer processes, were wrong more than 30% of the time. One, which sent the picture to a dermatologist for diagnosis, was almost always right. Researcher Laura Ferris advises being leery of apps.
We're not ready to take the physician out of the picture quite yet. See your dermatologist or even your primary care physician.
The study in JAMA Dermatology was supported by the National Institutes of Health. Learn more at healthfinder.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.
Government IT acquisition professionals find innovative solutions for a cost-cutting era at Acquisition Excellence, March 21st at the Grand Hyatt downtown. Join over 500 government and industry peers to learn about acquisition innovation and workforce empowerment. GSA and the American Council for Technology and Industry Advisory Council host this education and training event. Register today at actgov.org. That's actgov.org. Look for the Acquisition Excellence link on our events page.
Welcome back to Match Game 1500 on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, a special edition this week instead of our Federal News Countdown. Our contestants on Match Game 1500, Jenny Mattingly of Shaw, Bransford & Roth, and Rob Burton of Venable. And we have a tight neck-and-neck game so far, tied at 0-0. And let's try to break out of it this round. Jenny, you'll start. Do you want A or B?
Let's go with B.
I know.
Because she's the lady. It's ladies
first.
Well,
I'll let him start. He's a...
No, that's right. I run the show, and you go first. Rob, you're not helping. A or B?
A.
A it is.
We'll go with A. I was a B, and then we switch back.
Rodney said, I'm not so sure about the new chief technology officer. Today, when I walked by his office, he was trying to plug a mouse into his blank. Rodney said, I'm not so sure about the new chief technology officer. Today, when I walked by his office, he was trying to plug a mouse into his blank. Tom, you're very thoughtful about these answers.
I'm trying to see if we can get one they match, actually.
That is a good idea. All right, here we go. Rodney said, Jenny, I'm not so sure about the new chief technology officer. Today, when I walked by his office, he was trying to plug a mouse into his blank.
Telephone.
Telephone. Try to control yourself, Ziegler. Mike.
Pie hole.
Rodney said, I'm not too sure about the chief technology officer, Jason. Today, when I walked by his office, he was trying to plug a mouse into his blank.
I went with phone, IP phone, to be exact.
Yay! Finally! And Rob is aghast. He can't believe that it actually happened. He's shocked. Ziegler.
I also said phone. I said iPhone.
iPhone. And that would be weird. That would be crazy if you saw a CTO trying to plug a mouse into his iPhone.
It wouldn't fit, but he could try.
Yes.
I said AC wall outlet for a shocking experience.
A shocking experience indeed. All right, so we actually have a score. Yes. It's unbelievable. All right, that's very promising. All right, Rob, so that means lots of pressure on you.
Give me an easy one.
Well, I'm just picking them off the pile. Are you implying that I would fix the game to help you?
Absolutely not.
Are you impugning
my
integrity?
But I'm not
about Jenny
here, though.
Yeah. I need a lawyer. All right, here's B. Telework is still a work in progress at a lot of agencies. During the snowstorm a couple of weeks back, some employees tried to blank from home. Telework is still a work in progress at a lot of agencies. During the snowstorm last week, some employees tried to blank from home. Mike, this one looks like this one's puzzling you a little bit more than the others.
They keep getting dumber.
That may be my fault. The answers are the questions.
Be it both.
All right. Everybody's in. Rob, telework is still a work in progress at a lot of agencies. During the snowstorm a couple of weeks back, some employees tried to blank from home.
Commute.
Commute from home.
Commute from home in a snowstorm.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought they were supposed to do. Right? Okay. Oh, that's true.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Maybe Mike, you're right. Maybe it's me getting dumb. Maybe that's the problem.
No, I said watch Oprah.
Jason.
I went with they tried to have a chat at the water cooler.
And it was a lonely chat.
It was a lonely chat. But that's why telework is still a work in progress.
Ziegler, telework still a work in progress at a lot of agencies. During the snowstorm last week, some employees tried to blank from home.
Email.
Your answer didn't take very long,
no.
did it? No.
Maybe I should have spent a few extra seconds.
Yeah, maybe you should have. Tom.
This could have been done by email, but I said flirt with coworkers. You could do that with email, but that's the only way you could do it from home. Skype. Skype.
What happens at Federal News Radio stays at Federal News Radio.
Please don't imply that any of that goes on at Federal News Radio. You do know this is on the air, right? This isn't just an exercise that we're doing for the fun of it. All right, so now we're stuck on two. Jenny, you have two. Rob, you have none. So for this round, Weiner.
I want to read you.
Rob. You can go first. Would you like A or B for this round?
A.
A it is. The Office of Personnel Management almost made a big mistake. When they redid their weather closing policy, they almost included unscheduled blank. The Office of Personnel Management almost made a big mistake. When they redid their weather closing policy, they almost included unscheduled blank. Are you sorry you got to go first this
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Right. Right. You're happy about that one. OPM almost made a big mistake when they redid their weather closing policy. They almost included unscheduled blank. Tom wrote another book.
Multiple words. This is a sophisticated audience for the federal, for the in-depth show.
All right, here we go.
Federal Drive.
Everybody in now. Rob? OPM almost made a big mistake. When they redid their weather closing policy, they almost included unscheduled blank.
Politicians.
Oh. Politicians. Politicians.
You want my Cody Mundy card?
Yeah. Mike.
And alibis.
Alibis. That's a good one. Unscheduled alibis.
I went with naps.
Unscheduled.
Because I like to sleep under my desk sometimes.
Yes. OPM almost made a big mistake when doing the show. When they redid their weather closing policy, they almost included unscheduled blank.
Bathroom breaks.
Bathroom breaks.
I played it straight this time. I said disciplinary action.
Unscheduled disciplinary actions. Rob, you're struggling, man. You're struggling.
You know, I'm just rehearsing.
Oh. Maybe you're with Ziegler and you weren't sure this was actually on the air. Practicing. This is the real game.
All right, I'm
ready. So this time, Jenny, you get B. Here we go. Dumb Dora is really dumb.
How dumb is she?
That wasn't bad. Let's try that again. Dumb Dora is really dumb.
How dumb is she?
Much better. She's so dumb, she thinks she'll have to cut her blank 9% of sequestration hits. Dumb Dora is really dumb. She's so dumb, she thinks she'll have to cut her blank 9% if sequestration hits. You're laughing like a monkey, Temin.
The possibilities for that one are just endless.
You're in.
I'm in.
Mike has an extra one if you want to just save yourself some writing time. All right, Jenny. Dumb Dora. What?
I need a hint. I got
no,
nothing.
There's no hints. Dumb Dora is really dumb. She's so dumb, she thinks she'll have to cut her blank 9% if sequestration hits.
I don't have anything good for this one. She's going to have to cut her...
I could have done this one for Nathan.
See? We should have switched. I would have taken the other. Her nap time.
Her nap time. Her nap time, 9%.
Expenses,
9%. See, that's right. Sequestration, 9%.
Her coffee addiction.
That's good. She's dumb. She'd think that.
Dumb Dora. She's addicted to coffee. Does it say, though, that you have a pretty good sense of what Dumb Dora would have thought about sequestration? Dumb Dora is really dumb. She's so dumb, she thinks she'll have to cut her blank 9% of sequestration hits.
Her hair.
Thank
you.
Great answer. Hair. Tom?
I said her waistline because of all the belt tightening she heard about.
Oh. Tom, but no matches. That's the problem. So we still have
a score of 2-0. Jenny Mattingly is beating Rob Burton mercilessly and senselessly on Match Game 1500. We'll be back for round three in just a moment.
Are you a civilian employee of the intelligence community, the Department of Defense, or the Department of State? You may be eligible for term life insurance from GEBA, the Government Employees Benefit Association, with coverage issued by the Prudential Insurance Company of America. Term life insurance helps provide security for your family in case something happens to you. It's money to pay your mortgage or your children's college expenses, or help ensure your spouse can retire in comfort. GEBA's group life plan offers affordable rates with coverage amounts up to $600,000. Civilian employees of the intelligence community, the Department of Defense, or the Department of State. Don't let these exclusive benefits pass you by. Start planning today and get peace of mind for your family and protection for their future. Visit GEBA.com/term life to learn more or to download an enrollment form. That's GEBA.com/term life. Group term life coverage for GEBA is issued by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, 751 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07102. Contract series 83500.
This is NIH Health Matters. I'm Joe Balintfi. What is sleep?
Sleep is a fundamental requirement of life.
Dr. Michael Twery at the NIH says if we don't go through regular cycles of sleep and wake or rest and activity,
the health of our cells, of our tissues, is compromised, and we start to experience things that processes that contribute to the risk of disease.
He adds that sleep deprivation, not getting enough sleep, and sleep disorders are two categories of sleep disturbance that can have harmful effects. To learn more about the importance of sleep and risks of sleep interruptions, visit www.nhlbi.nih.gov. Health Matters is produced by the NIH, part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're dedicated to your agency's mission. And at Federal News Radio, we're dedicated to making that mission easier. We give you access to the people, policy, and programs that affect you every day from the voices that matter most. Hear for yourself. Federal CIO Stephen Van Rokel.
The mentality of let's cut the bottom of our list off, the things that are least effective, that are maybe duplicative, and let's take part of that and let's feed the top of the list. We can invest in innovation. We can invest in cost savings, efficiency, and effectiveness of our employees or services that touch citizens.
Former DOD Chief Information Assurance Officer Robert Lentz.
The CIO is really the focal point in an information age business. Unfortunately, they oftentimes get trivialized to just manage the IT budget. In fact, I think the CIO has actually lost influence and power.
In your car, online, on the go on your mobile device, Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
Checking melanoma apps. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. The skin cancer melanoma is commonly treatable if caught early and commonly deadly if not, so early diagnosis is crucial. Some apps claim to spot melanoma from a smartphone camera picture, so researchers at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center tested four apps using pictures of melanomas. Three, which diagnosed based on automated computer processes, were wrong more than 30% of the time. One, which sent the picture to a dermatologist for a diagnosis, was almost always right. Researcher Laura Ferris advises being leery of apps.
We're not ready to take the physician out of the picture quite yet. See your dermatologist or even your primary care physician.
The study in JAMA Dermatology was supported by the National Institutes of Health. Learn more at healthfinder.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.
Are you a federal employee or government contractor? FederalNewsRadio.com is the best source for news that helps you do your job better. Our news team brings you the latest on federal pay and benefits, technology, defense, retirement, acquisition, and the federal budget as it's happening. FederalNewsRadio.com gives a voice to the federal community. Read and hear interviews with federal leaders, members of Congress, and industry. Find it all at FederalNewsRadio.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our breaking news email alerts.
I'm Jared Serbin. Coming up on the next edition of On DoD, Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, in his first broadcast interview since taking the job. We'll talk about the department's Better Buying Power initiative.
We've made progress, but we still have a long way to go. I think we've had some successes. We've had a few things that we didn't get the implementation quite right on. And we've had a few things that we probably could drop as not being very effective.
Join us for the next edition of On DoD, Wednesday afternoon at 2, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Match Game 1500. On Federal News Radio 1500 AM, we have Rob Burton of the Venable Law Firm and Jenny Mattingly of Shaw, Bransford & Roth. And Rob, you're not matching much. Well, you're not matching at all.
I need to make a comeback.
You need a big comeback. Fortunately, you have plenty of time because Jenny is only ahead of you 2-0. And you have one more question to choose from to try to match so that you can win, get a chance at $150 for the charity of your choice, which is?
Okay, St. Anthony Academy in Fairfax.
Excellent. And Jenny, tell us again who you're playing for.
Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund.
Jenny and Rob have each received $100 in cash for their charities and a chance to play for another $150. And Rob, the big comeback now. Would you like A or B to start the comeback?
I'm going to go B for Burton.
B for Burton. See, there's your strategy. You should have done that all along. It's easy to second guess now, I suppose. All right, B for Burton, and it is. The new undersecretary said, "I don't know who had my desk before me, but whoever it was really weird. The drawers were full of blank." Pet Cody Mundy, not... Yeah, that answer we've eliminated. That answer is no longer acceptable. The new undersecretary said, "I don't know who had my desk before me, but whoever it was really weird. The drawers were full of blank." Tom, I like that you're so pensive about these. You think very carefully. Jason just scribbles.
It's all the difference between the two of us, I guess.
No, you can only put... Ziegler's trying to... multiple answers here. Now, Mike Causey has left us, so our esteemed panel is answering on his behalf. So, Jason, you'll be speaking for Mike from now on. I don't know how he'll feel about that, but it's his problem because he's the one that had to leave. All right, B for Burton. The new undersecretary said, "I don't know who had my desk before me, but whoever it was really weird. The drawers were full of blank."
I'm going to say crossword puzzles.
Crossword puzzles. And that's a great answer. It indicates someone who's not really doing anything. They're just sitting around.
Exactly. I've seen some folks in the government with crossword puzzles. So,
you have a list of names?
No, I do.
Can you write them down and give them to me?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I think they retired.
No, so it's too late. All right. Mike Causey is absent and in his... well, first of all, who gave us the answer?
That would be me.
Julia wrote it and we agreed together.
That this would be Mike's answer.
Yes.
All right. The new undersecretary said, "I don't know who had my desk before me, but whoever it was really weird. Drawers were full of..."
Mike Causey says dollar bills.
Dollar bills. not the most honest person to have
or
the
has
desk
a habit of a, has some kind of lunchtime habit that we won't discuss.
Oh, wow. Racing. Okay. Jason.
I went with pizza crust.
That's weird.
They had an eating problem.
Well, and to leave them behind would be especially weird.
All right, crust is the best part.
All right. You think so? I like the sauce better. So that is weird then. Ziegler.
Weird.
That is weird stuff. That's wild. Whoever had the desk before me was really weird. The drawers were full of blank.
Paper clips.
See? Darn it, I just said that.
I don't know. This time I agree with you.
Thank you, Francis.
I don't know why that would be weird. Tom.
We're not doing much for Tony's day school here, though, but I said shot-sized booze bottles.
With the dollar bills.
That's a tip of my tongue.
Sure it was.
Yeah.
Sure.
They usually are, right?
All right, so, Rob, you took B for Burton, and Jenny, you've clinched it. I mean, you won.
Yay!
But we're going to get...
With my one answer that I don't know.
No, you got two.
Well, I know the phone, but it was all
matches.
In the same...
Yeah,
same,
we're gonna do the last question anyway, just for the
Bring
fun.
It on.
Okay. Budget cuts are even affecting agency cafeterias. Just last week, one agency tried serving blank instead of chicken.
Be wrong? They found that guy's short.
It wouldn't be funny anymore. I don't know about wrong. Budget cuts are even affecting agency cafeterias. Just last week, one agency tried serving blank instead of chicken. Don't forget we need an extra one for causing. Well, we don't really. We don't really need it.
What was his name?
Oh, his pet.
No, that would work. That would work for my coffee.
I don't know what that is.
Someone didn't put that down.
Has anyone ever heard of that?
No.
I've never even heard of that. All right. Jenny, no pressure, because you can't lose at this point.
I know.
Budget cuts are even affecting the agency cafeterias. Just last week, one agency tried serving blank instead of chicken.
Well, because I've been reading too much news, so kind of disgusting along the way of the dog is the horse meat.
Oh, yes, the horse meat. Yes, that's a great answer. That's a great answer.
Mike Gossi has been to Italy and Romania and says horse.
That's great. Congratulations. Jason.
I went with, back to the Depression era, the soles of your shoes. They blew with your shoes. That's what they did on TV. I really don't know history that much. Everything I learned from TV.
I think you can hot-foot it right off the set here.
I think it's good for Jason that the game will soon be over. Ziegler, budget cuts even affecting the agency cafeterias. Just last week, one agency tried serving blank instead of chicken.
Mike Cossey's monkey. I didn't know how to spell the other things.
I don't blame you. Tom.
Jelly beans.
Please, this is the last one.
All right.
I'm dying here.
I chose something that you could get at the Giant and serve in a cafeteria. Alpo.
And it's cheap, that's for sure. All right, well, congratulations to Jenny Mattingly. She's our winner. Rob Burton, thank you very much for playing. We have $100 for you for your charity, and plug it again.
It's St. Anthony Academy in Fairfax, Virginia.
Excellent. We thank you for being here and for playing the game. It's great to
see
you.
Hey, thanks, Francis. Thanks for having me. It's a lot of fun.
All right. We're back in a minute with the Super Match to see if Jenny Mattingly can win $150 more for FIA. Back in a minute on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
This is Aileen Black, Vice President of VMware Federal. With all the talk about cloud computing in the federal community, one has got to wonder, whose cloud are we really talking about? Cloud computing is changing the way IT resources are delivered, managed, and consumed. No small deal. As agencies seek agility, cost savings, security, and flexibility, the last thing you need is to get locked into a one-size-fits-all model that forces dependence on something you can't control. More federal IT infrastructure is virtualized on VMware than any other platform, because virtualization is the foundation for cloud computing. Our solutions aren't just complete, they're completely flexible, so you can build the most important cloud in the world, your cloud.
The Federal News Radio CXO Survey 2013 Priorities, underwritten by VMware and Carahsoft, provides insight into CIOs' top priorities in 2013. Cloud, mobile, big data, and the changing landscape of budgets. Go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword survey, to see the results.
Beating birth defects before pregnancy. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. Unhealthy habits may cause birth defects in babies during the first 2 months of pregnancy, which is often before a woman realizes she's pregnant. At the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Stuart Shapira says it's why healthy living is so important to women who could become pregnant. He says good health habits can reduce the risk of some birth defects. Shapira says the habits include not smoking or drinking, working toward or keeping a healthy weight, controlling blood sugar if a woman has diabetes, discussing with health care providers all medications and supplements, and taking 400 micrograms of folic acid each day.
These behaviors should start even before a woman becomes pregnant and continue throughout the pregnancy.
Learn more at healthfinder.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.
You're dedicated to your agency's mission. And at Federal News Radio, we're dedicated to making that mission easier. We give you access to the people, policy, and programs that affect you every day from the voices that matter most. Hear for yourself. Florida Congressman Jeff Miller.
Secretary Shinseki has made it clear that this type of wasteful expenditure will not stand. I would expect that we will have hearings on the Hill, possibly in the lame duck session. And without question, this is a complete failure of leadership.
OFPP Administrator Joe Jordan.
In terms of suspension and debarment, this is a really important tool that agencies have to fight fraud, waste, and abuse. It's not a retributive punishment, but it's a way to immediately protect taxpayer dollars.
In your car, online, on the go on your mobile device. Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does three decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time. But the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
The Federal News Radio United Way Community Spotlight for March is the Washington Regional Transplant Community. Did you know that every day people have the opportunity to be a hero? Becoming a hero is as simple as registering to become an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Do it whenever you obtain or renew your driver's license or register online now at beadonor.org. You might just save a life. For more info, visit federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio charities are fed by Papa John's.
We're back on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. It's Match Game 1500, and we're up to our super match. Congratulations, Jenny Mattingly, with three whole matches out of, I don't know how many questions, but congratulations. You've won $100 already for your charity, which is FIA. Tell us more about FIA.
FIA does no-interest loans, they do disaster relief, and they do scholarships for federal employees and their families.
We're donating $100 to them, and you have a chance now to win another $150 to go to FIA in our super match. I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to think of the answer that fills in the blank, and you're going to try to match one of our goofballs over here. Which one would you like to compete with? Temin.
Temin is out.
No Temin.
Thanks a lot.
Dun-na. You're going to choose Ziegler. All right, it's girl power.
Here we go.
Of course you would go.
Of course,
there.
Yeah.
Of course you would. All right. So here we go. Here's our super match question. You fill in the blank.
Okay.
And don't look at her. Well, so far is how it's going to be. All right, here we go. Blank general. Blank general. Fill in that blank. If you match what Julie writes down, you win $150 for FIA, but no pressure. Blank general. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Jenny, blank general.
Can I play it completely straight this time? Inspector?
Well.
Inspector.
Inspector is your answer. Inspector general. Ziegler, blank general for $150 for FIA.
I played it straight as well.
Yes.
However, I went attorney general.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So many good ones for that.
Yes.
It could have been Brigadier General.
Yes, Lieutenant General.
Pick me, because I would have said four-star.
Four-star General is another good one. Well, what we're going to do, because you've been such a great player, is we're going to give you the extra $150 for free anyway. Thank you for playing. Thanks to everybody here on Match Game 1500. It's been a blast, and we'll do it again. Thanks to Rob Burton. Thanks to Jenny Mattingly. Thanks to our panelists that still remain. Mike Causey, thanks for coming. And Jason, Julie, Temin, all of you for being here. My colleagues on In Depth with Francis Rose, Beth Reardon, and Sean McCauley are here. Jason Webb running the board. Thanks for listening to Federal News Radio 1500 AM's Match Game 1500. The Federal News Countdown returns next Friday at 3 on Federal News Radio 1500. Every day.